Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horvitz, as mentioned, has been quite exciting as we've seen some very good speeches delivered. And of course, I think that Rudy Giuliani delivered a very powerful message, as did Donald Trump Jr. and among the others. And can you imagine that the media spent on about 20 different stations about 10 hours talking about, did Melania Trump plagiarize Obama's speech? Well, first of all, she didn't write the speech. And second of all, who gives a crap? And this is what we have to worry about. This is the things that we're concerned about. The stock market is making all-time highs on air. The government is falling apart, and who could not love Sheriff Clark from Milwaukee County and the Blue Lives Matter, the blue line? I mean, you have to tell me something, okay? All lives matter, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think that there's anything of anybody else's. I think we're all the same. And you know why we have people shooting cops to take over, and what does that possibly accomplish? In my opinion, that only accomplishes more hatred. It only divides us further apart when you have the very people that are there to protect you, the very people that are on that their job is to risk their lives for you, and yet they have a target on their back now. And again, we all know that in every walk of life, not everybody is perfect. There is bad cops on the police force. There are bad people everywhere. It doesn't matter. There's bad white people. There's bad black people. There's bad Muslim people. There's bad everything. Okay, but yet we get this thing going like it's excuse me, that is, and we start shooting policemen. I mean, are you kidding me? The very people, did anybody watch what happened in Dallas? The guys that were diving in to save innocent people they didn't know, okay, and putting their own lives at risk. You know, when you start going after the service people in this country that are underpaid, okay, I mean, and that includes firemen, Army, Navy, you know, all the armed forces, they're underpaid for what they do. If you have the nerve to go after them, okay, then you need to go move somewhere else. Because, yes, I get that there are some that are not good, and that are some that are bad, and there are some that are racist. Looks like every other walk of life. Is there any bigger racist in this country than Al Sharpton, okay, or Jesse Jackson? So, I mean, are you going to tell me that because of a couple of bad apples, you're going to take it out on an entire police force? You know, I don't get it. I don't understand where everybody's coming from. But, of course, that does ring of the potential revolt that's going to take place in this country. That does ring in the endorsement of problems that are potentially happening. And I'm just saying, hey, look, we need to just straighten it up, fly right, and enough of the nonsense. This is America. We're Americans. Let's get the country rolling in the right direction, okay? Let's not continue to have this ridiculous one against the other. I get it. Listen, there's always going to be hatred. This is not new. This is not. This goes back to well before even the Constitution. There's always going to be groups that hate each other, okay? But at some point, we have to try to pull together in America, because we are the United States of America. We are the most powerful, and we are the best. And there is no place better to be than right here. But we have to pull together and stop the shit. It's becoming epidemic. And every day there's another cop shooting, and I just can't take it anymore. I don't understand it. It makes the rest of things meaningless, because where are you going to be when there's something going on and the cops aren't going to come because they're afraid that they're going to have a target in their back and you need them? Okay, I know we goof around a lot of times. You're driving in the car and some guy goes flying by, goes, where's a cop when you need one? But when there's real times of trouble, just like they've been in Cleveland all week, and just like they were in Chicago in 1968, the cops are there taking it for the team. And that is something that I had to get that out, because it grinds my ass that we have this in our country. Okay. But of course, that has a lot to do with the leadership that we have in this country, or the lack of leadership. I mean, we do have an empty chair there. So I guess when you have an empty chair, it creates a lot more problems. But I think the convention's been interesting. And, you know, I think that it'll be very similar in the Democratic convention as well. Because, again, what do we know for sure? We know that these are built almost like pep rallies, and you know, everybody gets excited, and then we'll see where we really go. But I think there were some interesting points. I think Chris Christie laid out a nice thing. But overall, let's get back to business and markets, and the markets continue to roll. You know, as quiet as it may be, and as complacent as it might be, we still are going higher. And this is one of the things I talk to you about on a regular basis. Don't let the complacency put you in a bad position. You must now at times, and this is one of those times that we should be sitting on the sidelines, relaxing, not really involved. You know, you're investing. Don't worry about it. Invest and do your thing. You're hedging. Don't worry about it. Do your thing. But if you're trading, this is a very, very challenging time to trade. So there's no benefit to actively trading here, because if you try to be active here, you're looking for trouble because of the complacency, because of the lack of action in the market. You do not get enough movement to overcome. So what you do find out is that bad trades get magnified to the worst, and it's hard to find a lot of good trades because you typically don't get enough movement. And that, I think, is something that's more that you need to watch and pay attention to than anything else. Okay? Again, I can give you the reasons why we should not be going up, but there is, you know what? They're going up. So what possible reason can I give you that they shouldn't? Okay? Yes, we are rewarding the companies for bad earnings again. We are, you know, letting them, you know, continue to pour in. But again, remember, there's no place else to go. Okay? So if you have no place else to go and you want to invest your money, well, you can invest it there. And that is what you're seeing. So remember, America first, blue lives matter. Okay? The market is a joke, but it's going up. We can't fight it. And for all those reasons, you need to protect yourself. You need to hedge your positions. You need to put yourself in a better position to create success for you. Because at the end of the day, success will take away a lot of these problems. But the problems do need to be addressed, so let's take care of them. But one problem you'll never have is when you want to listen to The Bubba Show, you just go to libertytalk.fm and you can download the podcast version every day at libertytalk.fm, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. Also, go check out BubbaTrading.com, because at BubbaTrading.com, A, I do a lot of stuff I write. We've got farming stuff that's written from Scott Chalady, but we also have some programs. Whether you want to be a part-time day trader in the futures market, you want to learn how to hedge your portfolio, we're getting ready to gear up for the new season, so make sure you're part of it. Go to BubbaTrading.com. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And boy, we have a special treat this week. We get the wonderful Jane King, Lila Max Media, the continuing report twice in 1 week. Jane King, what's up?
Well, thrilled to be with you twice, and, you know, thank the IPO market for that. It's finally picking up, and we've got IPOs at the NASDAQ, and it's rearranging my schedule around. So I'm able to talk to you twice. What a pleasure.
Well, it is a pleasure, and of course, I guess there's so many things to talk about, but I guess the first thing, so what do you think? Dow goes to 1 million before we go down again?
I'm thinking 20 million, you know, probably by the end of the year. Well, I mean, is this unbelievable? I mean, record highs every day. I'm like, surely this can't continue. And here we are. I mean, we're almost 19,000. I mean, I guess I wouldn't be surprised to see Dow 20,000 at some point. Of course, this is all central bank driven, but you know how I feel about that.
Well, we all kind of feel the same way. Nobody likes them, but they're supposed to be a necessary evil. But, you know, I tell you, have you been watching? Well, I'm sure you have, but of course it's hard with your schedule. But what have you thought of the convention?
Yeah, I have. Actually, even the last speeches, so it's exhausting. I've been up since 11. Well, the first night I had this awkward moment, but conventions always do, right? I mean, it always feels like there's people who get up there, and they're not used to public speaking, and it's all a little weird, and, you know, you have your party faithful there, and sometimes it can be a little goofy, so... you know, it's interesting about the Melania Trump speech, and as I was, I guess, you know, there were some similarities there. I don't know what happened. I mean, my guess is they probably, you know, her and the people who helped her with the speech probably went back and watched, not just Michelle Obama's speech, but other speeches over the years, and just kind of pulled things they liked, rewrote them a little bit, just the general ideas. I don't think it's this tragedy. I don't understand why people are making this huge deal about it. The bigger picture to me was, why do they put these, you know, the candidates' wives up there, and they basically all kind of say the same thing. The children, we have to do things for the children and help them achieve, and my family worked hard, and I came from here and here. And it's like, I would really kind of like the speeches to be a little more unique from the women. I feel like they're all just very generic. So in the bigger picture, I think, kind of alerted people to just how generic these speeches are from the candidates' wives. They're pretty boring.
Well,
and generic.
Know, they're written by somebody. I really thought Rudy Giuliani hit a home run with his speech. I thought he was really
animated. Yeah, I've never seen him like that before. I've never seen him so, like, animated and yelling.
Right? I mean, he was crazy. I mean, he was great. I mean, I like him anyways. And, of course, I thought that Donald Trump Jr. really did a nice job as well.
He was excellent. I mean, I was watching his speech last night. I was like, oh, my goodness, he's going to be a politician someday. I mean, and I thought that he made some excellent points about the education system and the economy and regulations on business. And he did so in a way that was interesting. And I think the general public, you know, would be interested in what he had to say and get it. I thought he was just really great. He seemed comfortable up there. He laughed a little bit. He seemed to be enjoying himself, but yet made some really intelligent points. So I think, yeah, great. He did a great job.
Yeah, so I thought, you know, like we know conventions are conventions, right? They're built to pump up, and of course, you know, Donald Trump will get a bump up this week, and then Hillary Clinton, like her or not, she'll get a bump up next week, because that's, you know, that's what these are designed to do. It's like a homecoming rally, right? I mean, you get everybody pumped up, and then we go back to the normal business as usual. I did really like the way Chris Christie went after Hillary with his point by point of why she, you know, wouldn't even pass the a normal test like anybody else just to get into this country. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, and I kind of wondered as I was listening to his speech, if Donald Trump is elected president, if he would appoint Chris Christie as attorney general, then he would be approved. If they would resume, or they would bring back up these FBI issues and actually, you know, file some charges against her. And I kind of almost wondered if he was laying the groundwork for that in that speech.
Well, how about that if Hillary doesn't win the presidency, that Obama pardons her for anything possible that could go forward? How about that?
Well, that is also extremely likely and a very interesting theory. There's all kinds of things that could happen, so we'll see.
I can't wait to see any
investigation, at least that we know of, into the Clinton Foundation, and there's a lot of questions there, too. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I can't wait to see his list of pardons. But so, So here we are. We've got, obviously, $1 trillion in central bank intervention, which really just takes away. You know, I was talking to my son the other day, and, you know, he says, well, you know, I was talking to somebody, you know, one of my professors who made, you know, $3 an hour in 1965, and, you know, they live great. And now today you can't live on anything. And I said, well, that's really, you can thank the central banks for basically, because every time they print, they kind of dilute your money you're carrying in your pocket. And I don't think people really understand that when they put money out there, we're actually paying for it in our own way. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and not only that, but it masks what's really going on. You know, when people complain about the economy, and, you know, we'll talk about politics here since we're in that season, but Republicans talking about their economy, people's wages haven't improved, the unemployment rate is higher than it is, there are more people underemployed than ever before. The Democrats will point to the stock market. Well, we're hitting record highs. Are we hitting record highs? And then you got to go into this wonky kind of economic policy stuff. And I think, you know, to most people, they're just confused and just turn it off and don't bother listening to it. But I think, you know, the stock market is masking our 401ks look good. I mean, no doubt about it. And that's, you know, that's making a lot of people happy. But the underlying fundamentals of the economy are not where they should be in terms of where people are employed, in terms of education, productivity, you know, not as many people on disability. I mean, all those things, those all need to be fixed. Before we really can say this economy is healthy, it's not just the stock market, because it's easy money driven.
I could not agree with you more, and I just, you know, I'm just so sick of it, and it's sad, but you know, we it seems to me that, you know, every time we talk, either the day of or the day before was a shooting, and of course another policeman got shot yesterday, and I thought that the guy from Milwaukee, I forget his name, but Clark, I think. Really delivered a nice speech too, and you know what, blue lives do matter, and I'm tired of, you know, fighting everything. I think that we need to all be together. I mean, we're all people, right? I mean, it doesn't matter what you are, you're all people. Can't we just figure that out and move forward? What do you think?
Oh my goodness, this racism stuff has just gotten out of hand. I mean, it's like you can't. I mean, even the most innocent comment, like, that is totally not racist at all, is considered. And my son, who's 9, comes home from school and he's like, well, is this racist? Or is that, I mean, they're talking about it in elementary school, everything's racist. And it's like, oh my goodness. I mean, yes, it's, and first of all, you know, we're talking about the economy. You can't have a strong economy unless you have law and order, unless people know they can safely get to work, that if you abide by the rules, that you will be rewarded for that and abide by the law. So all those things have to be in place, and you have to have respect for laws and in order for economies to be solid and trustworthy. I mean, some of the reasons why these countries cannot get their economies going is because they don't have laws, at least laws that people can count on, that they know they're going to be abided by no matter who you are. So that is being chipped away at right now in our society, and I think that's another very dangerous thing.
I think it's all dangerous. I think that we're really moving in an area, but of course this has a lot to do with the economy. You know, I've talked about this many times on air that, you know, this is the signs of a revolution. I mean, the what happened in Turkey is signs of revolution. I mean, it's not a pretty picture, Jane King. I mean, you're a pretty picture, and you are the star. I mean, you know, how did we get so lucky to get you on twice in 1 week? But you know, it's always great. And Jane King, I certainly appreciate you coming. Thanks so much, and I appreciate you coming.
Thanks, Todd.
Our friend Jane King, she had to jump off, but from Lila Max Media, the Ka-Ching Report, and you know, she's always a breath of fresh air. You know, she is one of the unique individuals that has a country background. You know, a farmer, you know, lived in the Midwest, grew up on a farm, and she now is a big city slicker, and she's been a reporter, so she understands a lot of the things that all of us need to understand, because we all have different places in life and what we do and where we are and what we look for. In the meantime, LibertyTalk.fm allows you to download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, we're gearing up for everything. And, you know, we got a new investment season as well as a new sporting season coming up. So make sure you check out LibertyTalk.fm. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horace. We'll be right back after the break. Fly the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Let me
play. Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's time for my weekly visit with Marlon Bowling, but filling in for Marlon Bowling this week is Mark Oppel. So let's go to RFD Radio and let me hear me call the grain in the cattle markets. Here we go.
Todd Horowitz, Bubba Trading. It's BubbaTrading.com. Todd, good Wednesday morning.
What's up, Mark? How are you?
I was going to text you, tell you I was going to be sitting in for Marlon this morning, but Zach said, "Nah, let's just surprise him and maybe see, you know, see what he has to say about that."
Well, it's a pleasant surprise. I thought that I haven't talked to you for a while, but there's some issues here, Mark. There's some obviously some ugly things happening. We've got a little strengthening in the dollar. We've got a lot of a worldwide outside market garbage that is having an effect on markets. But the bigger effect, Mark, I think, has been the gambling and the speculating on the weather, which when we get these artificial push-up rallies that are being bought strictly on a weather forecast, and we have a lot of... We're going to call it gambling because that's really what it is. You're gambling that the weather is going to be something and that it will have that effect. And the problem today in today's world of high technology and computers and the big commercials, they're paying millions of dollars to get that information first. So they've already known and they're pricing it in. So what happens is we get this artificial push up. You get a lot of people chasing it up. So the market goes up a little bit too far. And then the fall is all that much greater because when people start to panic, as we know, we call it, the blow off bottom or the puke, and they have to sell out. And I think that's what we've seen, over the last, especially the last 3 to 4 weeks, right starting with July 4th. And just before that, we had the big spike up because it was going to be a long weekend and it was supposed to be dry and hot. And we're going to have this big rally. And of course, we saw what happened subsequently from there. I think you have to really look at this market from a basically technical standpoint. I'm very much in favor. In fact, I did buy wheat and corn yesterday myself as a trader. Now, again, the good thing I have is I can sell it and take my loss and move on. I don't have it in the ground. But I do like wheat and corn. I think beans still have to trade probably around $10 in that space this November. And then I think we're going to have a very good back half of this year. I think that we're going to see a higher demand. I think that a lot of these economic problems will work out. These outside markets will straighten out. And then I think we'll be in a better position to have a sustained rally and move ourselves in a better position versus what we have right now. Because right now we've got a lot of just flying around, usually on light volume, and we're creating some problems for ourselves that we don't need to have right now.
Yeah. So how's a producer... And you said this before, but if folks have not heard Todd Horowitz and your comments, because you've been pretty steady, not pretty, you've been very steady and consistent in your comments that a producer doesn't need to be messing with these minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour, day-by-day prices. Have your marketing plan in place, execute it, and let these other people move around day-to-day, you know, as you just described.
Well, Mark, you couldn't have said it better. I'm a big, what we call a defense player. You know, I love sports, and the best teams always play defense, okay? You have to know how to play defense, especially in farming and producing, because you're taking such an enormous risk to put that whole farm together that you have to be protected in. And what I like to do is I like to have myself always hedged. I'm hedged. The people that work with me are hedged 365 days a year, always against whatever, knowing that if we get the big market, then they're going to get the benefit. They're going to make unlimited reward to the upside, but they have that downside portion protected so that they don't have to worry about every single report. I never look at a report. I don't look at the report until after I see the market react to that report, because I'm going to do something based on what that report, on the footprint that report leaves. And that is, I think, more important. When you're farming and producing, you're not a trader. Your job is to do the best you can get to get that in the ground, out of the ground, and make money on it, but not to worry about every single day, because if you do every single day, you're thrilled when it was 11:20, and now that they're 10:30, you're nervous. You can't, you'll drive yourself into a bad position, and then you'll make a bad decision because you're getting too emotional about the day-to-day swings. Markets are going to do what markets are going to do. But a farmer and a producer can protect that side of the market, and they can put themselves in a position not to worry about the downside action, which is obviously our concern, and still benefit fully from the upside moves.
You mentioned, we're going to take a break here in a minute, but those outside markets and you kind of discounting some of the things that are in print here on those outside markets. Which markets are you referring to?
Well, I mean, they're basically all in play. You know, we become a real global economy.
Sure.
And they all come into play, but you look at the oil markets, you know, the commodity space, obviously very much driven by the dollar. And the dollar looks like it's going to make a big run back to the buck or 100 again. Mm-hmm. And those are problems that get created. And those are unfortunately being created by the Federal Reserve with their financial engineering. The financial engineering is going to cause more pressure on farmer and producers, because the biggest effect of those are the banks and the commodities sector. And with all this engineering going on, it's an ugly situation that needs to be rectified, and hopefully they'll get off their you-know-what and fix it.
That is Todd Horwich you're hearing, maybe for the first time. Bubba Trading is the company, BubbaTrading.com. Pretty easy website to remember. We're not done yet. We're going to take a break and come back and talk livestock here. Todd Horwich, Bubba Trading on Commodity Wrap. 20th, Mark Oppel, Zach Trautman, and our special guest leading off, and he'll be here every Wednesday. If you're a new listener to SiriusXM, you can tune in we want you to hear every day, but every Wednesday morning, it'll be Todd Horwich when he's not traveling. He travels more than anybody I know. Todd Horwich, Bubba Trading. He gives me a hard time about my travel here. So, livestock trade. How does the commentary that you just shared in the grain trade, Todd, move over and align with what's going on, what you're seeing in the livestock complex?
Well, I think the livestock complex is very interesting. I believe that we've put the bottom, and I know I hear what everybody else hears. It's a bear market, and we're going a lot lower, and, you know, who knows what prices we can see. And I go, okay, great. You know, that's what everybody says. And, of course, the herd mentality has never been right. It may be right for a short period of time. But typically, in business, we know that high prices cure high prices. And when we were up at $240 in the feeders and $170 in the fats, they were too high. They just could not support those numbers. And of course, down we came. And now we're at these levels that I see some real friendly action down here. That, you know, we may not go straight up. And certainly, as you know from talking to me, I do not want to see a straight up move. I want to see a gradual, solid rally that trends at a nice, easy pace, because these big whip moves, they just drive everybody crazy, and they're typically driven by fear or greed. I want to see kind of what we started to see. We saw some lows put in a couple of weeks ago. We've made a couple attempts to test those lows, yet we now are making higher lows, which is a more of a bullish signal. I think that these will be a strong markets going forward. I think we're going to have a good, solid season here. I think that we're going to see higher prices going forward. I am certainly looking to buy, and I've hedged my – I've put my positions in a position to take even more benefit from the upside while still protecting the downside, because we always have to protect – the unbelievable, because we don't know when the unbelievable is going to happen. So we have to make sure that that part is taken care of. So we give up a little bit of the upside, but we always want to keep that open upside, because let's say we go back to 240 in the feeders. I don't think it'll happen, but hey, if it is, I want to be able to benefit, and I don't want to be out ahead of time. So I think that cattle looks great. I am really concerned in the hog space. I think that the 78 level that we've had, now hogs have been really consistent since February. They started with, you know, the February contract, and they couldn't budge out of that consolidating range. We got the April, they couldn't budge. Finally, they broke to the upside, if you remember, and all of a sudden, it stopped. And out of nowhere, we started violating level of downside. Well, I think this is the last stop here at 78. Now, I know we're a little bit below 78, but this is it. If we don't hold here, I think we're going to 73. And, of course, the other problem here is that in this space, we've already got the big backwardation coming in, going out into December, October, December, and that makes it even more pressure. So I think there could be some issue here, but hopefully we can hold 78. We'll see a little higher prices. But
do you think October and December are fairly priced, you know, with what out there, you know, in the future? Obviously, the trade sees a lot more hogs and perhaps just steady demand, I guess.
Well, I think that markets are always fairly priced because they are priced by buyers and sellers, but yeah. I think they're a little bit low and a little soft, and I think that they're showing some concern. So I think you've seen some extra selling there. If we can hold 78, I think that will turn the picture around and we can start to see a rally. But I am concerned, and I'm going to stay neutral here, looking for a better entry point to see if I can buy them somewhere. But right here, I'm not buying them.
All right. Todd, thanks for the time as always. You are here every Wednesday, and I know you have some free webinars for producers, especially. You want to help them if they don't have a marketing plan to try to start to put one together. And how would they get a hold of you to learn more about what you're doing and those webinars?
You can go to BubbaTrading.com and check it out, or you can email me direct anytime, Bubba@BubbaTrading.com. I will get back to you in minutes. Even when I'm on air with Mark, I'll text you back. And get to me, and I'll help you out and be happy to talk to you at no charge.
Very good. Well, I appreciate that. And you're going to be on with this Market Day report later today. So we will not be saying goodbye, except we'll just talk to you later. And thanks for all the great information this morning.
Thanks, Mark. And that was Mark Oppelt from RFD Radio filling in for Marlon Bowling. And, of course, we always enjoy that. And this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. You miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm gets you all the downloads of The Bubba Show and The Sporting Edge. We're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Marlon Bowling on RFD Radio, which I always like to share with you so you can kind of get what I thought yesterday. But in the meantime, what I'm thinking today, okay, and I think it's important. In fact, I think it's so important I wrote about it. But, you know, in farming and in agriculture, there is a lot of things that happen in any other business, okay? But in the farming and agricultural space, there is a lot more that happens. There's a lot of stuff that we can never account for. You know, if you're just a simple manufacturer, okay, and you have a breakdown in your system, you can just shut it down, you know, assume a loss, small or big, and move on. You know, once you plant, once you put that crop in the ground, you are stuck nursing it all the way through the harvest. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with it. That's what farmers do. But my point here is that if you're a farmer, are you prepared for all the what-ifs that can happen throughout? And this is something that I think creates a lot of problem for the average farmer and average farming family. I think it creates a lot of undue stress in that area because many of us do not prepare for the what if the worst thing happens. And for example, okay, you know, you every farmer I know, and it doesn't mean they all, because I don't know them all, but they all need to borrow money from banks to get the season going. Because typically, you know, the other issue in farming is basically you're laying out your biggest chunk of money before anything. You don't get to buy on time. You got to lay it out. So you got to typically you borrow from the bank. Well, banks are not so easy anymore. Regulations have become so tough and stringent that the community bank is, you know, hey, Bubba, I need $50,000. I need $100,000. Oh, no problem, Joe. Go ahead. I'll give you a check. I'll put you up. Not so easy anymore. A lot more issues to deal with. And so what I look at is I go, well, how do we circumvent the problems that we can have? Because, again, farming is expensive. Yes, we have some big seasons. They make some big money, but they also have a lot of losing seasons. You know, big markets don't come often enough, and pressure and bad markets come quite a bit. And, you know, typically we celebrate, as Americans, we always celebrate the good and usually over-celebrate and means spending too much money. So my words of wisdom for my farmer friends and producers is that make sure that you're always managing debt. Make sure that when you do knock them dead and you make a big score, that you put some of that dough on the sidelines, because a catastrophe is always just around the corner. A problem is just around the corner. And if you're not prepared for it, it creates big problems. And you can start to prepare for it, which also involves learning a regular investing skill to let that money that you do make work for you so that you can offset the costs of lending or borrowing from banks so that you are prepared for that emergency situation. Because, you know, it's never just one thing. It's a ton of things, whether it's caused by weather or a disease or any number of reasons. Something goes on, your effect affects thousands underneath you. You know, if you look at yourself like a big pyramid, you know, you've got your workers, you've got the people that need your food, you've got the whole deal. And, you know, the economy is one big connection, one big long chain together. So make sure that you're prepared for the what ifs, and that means building a regular investment portfolio to let the money work for you, not letting the money sit in the bank in cash because it doesn't do you any good because there's no earning power on cash. And, you know, as they say, money never sleeps. So you, the farmers and producers, need to be allowing that money to work for you while you're managing the debt issue, while you're not overspending just because you had a good year. You know, remember, you know, good years come and go, but they a lot more often they're going, right? They don't just show up quite enough. And we have to be prepared for every potential disaster that can happen. And if you put yourself in a bad picture versus debt, then it's relatively impossible to handle and get yourself out of that position. And that is always my concern for everybody in the investing community, but especially the farmers and producers, because your job requires risk. Your business has an enormous amount of risk. So you need to be prepared, because you have to, A, have money that you're putting away for your retirement, and B, you have to have money that you're putting away for everything else, because we have to always be ready for the unexpected. We've all heard the term, luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And of course, you know me, Bubba, I love to be prepared, because as a big sports fan, we know one thing wins championships, and that's always defense. Defense, defense, defense. And if you defend your farm, if you defend your portfolio, if you defend your money, then you're going to have it when you need it. And that is becomes one of the more important things that we always do, is to be prepared to defend that portfolio. And, you know, I know once again, we're getting into the hot weather and we're going to start seeing these weather rallies most likely again. I'm asking you, I'm saying to you, please, that is not the correct thing to do. I'm asking you and begging you to please look at the market. Now, if you have a feel and you see a reason to get in and then you want to use the weather as an excuse, I have no problem. But when they start exploding, if they do, don't chase them up to the upside. We don't here at the Bubba Show, Bubba Trading, we don't chase anything. I would rather miss an opportunity than chase it and be wrong. I think, to me, that is more important than anything. If you go by the theory that the markets are open 241 days a year, if you go by the theory that one trade is not going to make the difference and make or break you, okay, now that's not hedging, but trade, then you will put yourself in the next position to be successful, to sleep at night, and to be able to rest assured that you're doing the right thing. And at the Bubba Show, we're not worried about the day-to-day equity swings that we sometimes see. We're worried about what happens if. And if you always remember what happens if, and you can be prepared for that, you will be ready to become very, very successful. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. As you know, when you miss an episode, you go to libertytalk.fm and you can download the podcast. Now, we've got a lot of other shows that you can check out at Liberty Talk, as well as the Sporting Edge, because, you know, if you're football fans, we're coming up, but also we cover a lot of baseball. We cover it all. And I do it with Xander, my son. But make sure you also take the time to check out BubbaTrading.com. You know, protecting your farm, protecting your portfolio, protecting your life is what Bubba Trading is about. It's about helping you become more successful. That'll do it for today. I certainly appreciate your time. Always great to spend part of my day with you all. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.